You're listening to SBS News.
Convoys of buses carrying Ukrainian fighters left the Azovstal steel plant on Friday as Russia declared a victory in Mariupol. Russia's defense minister Sergei Shoigu says there is complete liberation of the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol, the last stronghold of Ukrainian resistance, and the city as a whole. Spokesperson Igor Konashenkov made this comment.
The territory of the Azovstal metallurgical plant in Mariupol, where a group of Ukrainian militants from the Azov Nazi formation has been blocked since the 21st of February 2022, has been completely liberated. Underground constructions of the plant where militants have been hiding has come under the full control of Russian armed forces.
Mr. Konashenkov says a total of 2,439 Ukrainian fighters who had been holed up at the steelworks had surrendered since Monday, including more than 500 on Friday. There was no immediate confirmation from Ukraine, but President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia must be held financially responsible for the destruction. President Zelensky says the soldiers had been given clear instructions to leave.
Things are what they are. As of today, the boys received the signal from the military command that they are at complete liberty to get out and save their lives.
President Zelensky has condemned a missile strike in the Kharkiv region as absolute evil, and he says Russia's assault has turned Ukraine's Donbass region into hell. Meanwhile, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba invited Pope Francis to visit Ukraine after hosting a top Vatican diplomat in Kyiv. During a briefing with Archbishop Paul Richard Gallagher, Mr. Kuleba says millions of Ukrainians hope the pontiff will pay a visit to Ukraine.
I have told the Archbishop about the hopes of millions of Ukrainians that the Pope will pay a visit to Ukraine. It will be a symbol of support and spiritual care in the most difficult times, not only for Catholics and Greek Catholics of Ukraine, but also for all Ukrainians, for the entire Ukrainian people. This is the moment when a shepherd must be with his flock.
Mr. Gallagher says the Pope knows there is interest in a visit.
I will be certainly going back to Rome in these days, reporting what I've seen, reporting what people are saying, and transmitting to him people's expectations. And I'm sure he will take those very seriously, and we'll see what he eventually decides is in the best interests, above all, in the people of Ukraine and world peace.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian authorities say their troops repelled a Russian attack in the east as Moscow struggled to gain ground in the region. Ukraine's defense ministry spokesman is Oleksandr Matuzianik.
Meanwhile, the Ukrainian troops are conducting a defensive operation, inflicting significant losses on the enemy in manpower and equipment. In particular, in the Donetsk and Luhansk directions over the past day, our soldiers repelled 14 enemy attacks, burned 8 tanks, 14 combat armored units, and 6 vehicles of the Russian invaders.
Mr. Matuzianik adds that the situation on the front line remains tense and shows signs of further escalation.
The aggressor is defining new boundaries for the launch of missiles on the territory of our country. As it became known to our intelligence, Russian crews of long-range bombers Tupolev Tu-22M3 worked out conditional missile launches from the airspace of the northern part of the temporarily occupied territory of the Autonomous Republic of Crimea.
This comes as Russia's President Vladimir Putin accuses foreign countries of attempting to carry out cyber attacks on Russia since the start of what he refers to as a special operation in Ukraine. Mr. Putin says the evidence suggests countries rather than individuals are responsible.
По сути, против России развязана настоящая агрессия, война в информационном пространстве. Прежде всего,
in fact, an outright aggression has been unleashed against Russia. A war has been waged in the information space. The number of cyber attacks has increased significantly, including integrated ones. Specialists and experts note that lone attackers can't do it. Attacks are launched from different states, and at the same time, they're clearly coordinated. In fact, these are the actions of state structures. We all know that cyber troops are already quite officially part of the armies of some countries.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.